Blog Talk Radio.
Come now, let us reason together. Question everything. Welcome to Sacerdotal Talk Radio. A show on God, faith, the Catholic Church, science, philosophy, reason, and otherworldly issues. Join the host as he tackles today's errors and refutes the fallacies of atheism and misconceptions on God, the Catholic Church, and science. And now here is your host, Sacerdotus.
Welcome to Sacerdotus Radio. Today's program is going to be a bit of a sad one, a depressing one. As many of you probably know by now, Mother Angelica of EWTN has passed away. And this is the message from EWTN. Mother Angelica dies at 92. Founded the EWTN Global Catholic Network. Mother Mary Angelica of the Annunciation, PCPA, known to millions around the world as foundress of the EWTN Global Catholic Network, died peacefully at 5 p.m. CDT time, Easter Sunday, March 27th, surrounded by the poor clear nuns of perpetual adoration of Our Lady of the Angels Monastery in Hansville, Alabama. This is a sorrow-filled day for the entire EWTN family, said EWTN Chairman and Chief Executive Officer Michael P. Warsaw. Mother has always and will always personify EWTN, the network which she founded. In the face of sickness and long-suffering trials, Mother's example of joy and prayerful perseverance exemplify the Franciscan spirit she held so dear. We thank God for Mother Angelica and for the gift of her extraordinary life. Born Rita Antoinette Rizzo in Canton, Ohio in 1923, she entered the Poor Clare Nuns of Perpetual Adoration in Cleveland on August 15, 1944 at the age of 21. A year later, she received her religious name, Sister Mary Angelica of the Annunciation. Soon after, the Cleveland Monastery established a new foundation in Canton, and Sister Angelica was chosen to be a member of the community there. On January 2, 1947, she made her first profession of vows, and in January 1953, Sister Angelica took her solemn vows as a Poor Clare nun. In 1956, while awaiting a delicate spinal surgery, Sister Angelica made a promise that if God would permit her to walk again, she would build a monastery in the south. On May 20, 1962, Our Lady of the Angels Monastery in Irondale, Alabama, was dedicated by Archbishop Thomas Jane Tulin of Mobile. In Irondale, Mother Angelica's vision took form, and her distinctive approach to teaching the Catholic faith led to parish talks, the publication of pamphlets and books, then radio and television opportunities. By 1980, the nuns had converted the garage of their monastery into a television studio. Despite having only a high school education, no television experience, and only $200 in the bank, Mother Angelica officially launched the Eternal Word Television Network, EWTN, on August 15, 1981, and served as the network's first chairman and chief executive officer. She famously refused to air paid advertisements to fund her network, relying solely on viewer donations, despite coming close to bankruptcy on several occasions. So, that's the statement from EWTN regarding the passing of Mother Mary Angelica of the Annunciation. And it's a very sad moment, but it was expected because she was ill for a long time. And there was actually a scare during the fall when she was put on a feeding tube and her health declined. So we were pretty much waiting for the news when she would be called home to the Lord. But nevertheless, it's sad. It's not, death is not something that we all rejoice about, in the sense that it's something that we look forward to because we're human beings and we're finite creatures and we think in a finite manner. We many times are, we're so stuck into the perception of this world that we think that this world is all there is, and we get anxious about death and whatnot. And I want to take this time in this episode to remember Mother Angelica. And on April 20th, a woman will be born who will do much good for the Catholic Church in regards to the media and the promotion of the faith. Born Rita Antoinette Rizzo in 1923, she would join the Franciscan Order as a poor clerk of perpetual adoration. In 1944, she would take the name Mary Angelica of the Annunciation. She was born to John Rizzo and May Gianfrancesco Rizzo. John Rizzo was abusive, while May Gianfrancesco was a docile wife, which was suspected of women in the 1920s. Neither were religious. Despite this, May would join the parish of St. Anthony and would assist with Italian festivals. However, the murder of the parish pastor, Father Joseph Riccardi, due to his interference with the mob and drug activity, both Rita and her mother, May, will be affected. In 1930, May fights for custody of Rita and wins. She divorces John, and because of this, she is stigmatized because at the time, divorce was really frowned upon in American society. And Rita's father, John, would not pay child support and would leave his family to suffer pretty much. Rita's mother would later open a dry cleaning service and would often conflict with Rita as Rita grew. Rita's mother suffered a lot, and of course Rita, who would be Mother Angelica later on. While attending Catholic school, Rita would face the harsh and cruel behavior from religious nuns of the time. So as many of you who grew up in that system at the time, you will probably be aware, you remember how harsh the nuns were back then. They used to be very abusive, hit children, yell at them, and whatnot. And this was many times because this is what they experienced as women at the time. Nevertheless, this abuse would force Rita to go to public school. However, a priest would convince them to return. But the return would be short because both Rita and May would face cruelty once again from the nuns and from others due to May's divorce from John. And it will force them to abandon the church for quite some time. Rita would eventually take control of the dry cleaning service after her mom would threaten suicide and was clearly not mentally stable due to the stresses that were going on. Rita had to become the adult, the breadwinner, so to speak. Later on, Rita would experience what she described as a miracle. While running to the cash bus, a car was about to hit her. Rita said that she felt hands lift her up. However, the bus driver claims that he saw no one lift her and that he never saw anyone jump so high. So from the driver's perspective, he felt that Rita was the one that jumped really high out of the way of the approaching vehicle. Rita was not a great student. She would even comment on Mother Angelica Live that she worked hard for her F's. In fact, she failed 11th grade and had to go to summer school, where she would learn the skills that would help her later in life. She only had a high school diploma. In 1944, on August 15, Rita would enter the convent in Cleveland, Ohio, taking the name Angelica of the Annunciation. In the 60s, she would move to Irondale, Alabama, and found a community of sisters there. Mother Angelica would take programs for television networks in the 1970s, and would also publish pamphlets, books, and gave parish talks. However, when one of the networks refused to air a controversial program that Mother protested Rita, Mother Angelica, Mother decided to stop producing her program and founded her own network. On August 15, 1981, EWTN, or the Eternal Word Television Network, was founded in a garage with a budget of only $200 and no experience. Many thought that this network would not last, and many times it almost went bankrupt due to lack of funding. But it did last, and it grew in such a way that defies the normal growth of any television network, secular or religious. By the 80s, the late 80s, the network was broadcasting for 24 hours. In the 90s, the network would go global and would have WEWN, its shortwave radio version. As the internet became more accessible to the general public in the 90s, EWTN went online with www.ewtn.com. It began to broadcast on there as well and provided more resources for those interested in the Catholic faith. Many people have joined or returned to the Catholic Church because of EWTN and Mother Angelica in particular. EWTN provided a channel where people can learn on the Catholic faith, call in to have questions, to ask questions, and have them answered, and have a sense of connection with the global church, since secular media hardly covers papal events or any other Catholic events. EWTN and Mother Angelica did face some controversies due to fallen human nature in the church. Some bishops, in particular Cardinal Mahoney of Los Angeles, who's retired now, took to heart Mother Angelica's blunt attitude. They saw her as trying to overthrow the bishops. Cardinal Mahoney tried to get Mother Angelica off the air, but failed to do so. Mother Angelica would then hand over authority and possession of the network to lay people after an attempt was made to take over the network because, as a religious, Angelica falls under the authority of the church. And this whole thing with Cardinal Mahoney was regarding the cathedral that he had built, which features a statue of Our Lady that looks very mannish, very with short hair, almost like the stereotypical image of a lesbian. And the cathedral itself inside, it just looks strange, awkward type of church building, church temple, Catholic temple. And Mother Angelica criticized this, and she also criticized the letter that he wrote regarding the Holy Eucharist. And Cardinal Mahoney apparently felt threatened and went after her and even forced her to get her to apologize on air. Which is obviously a very humiliating thing for Mother Angelica to go through. But as a religious, she was obedient and she did what she had to do. Now, some have accused EWTN of being pre-Vatican II oriented and teaching errors. They accuse EWTN of being a sort of a culture warrior center where those who are upset or are angry over the changes of Vatican II can congregate and promote their ideas again in the church and cause some kind of a rift. So some people accuse Mother Angelica and EWTN of that. And also because the Daily Mass featured the priest saying Mass ad orientem, or facing the east, with his back towards the people. However, Pope Benedict XVI, at the time, awarded the network and Mother Angelica the Pro Ecclesia e Pontifice Award, which is the highest award that can be given to a layperson or religious. Others claimed Mother was rude, arrogant, uncharitable, and condescending. Mother Angelica has battled health issues since her days as a novice. as a novice. She had a back brace for a while until she was cured when a visionary visited EWTN. And this visionary's name is Paola Albertini, who I had the privilege of meeting myself. Mother would then suffer a stroke which would take away her voice. She eventually retired from the network and was recovering the best she could. In late 2015, during the fall, a feeding tube was placed indicating that her health had further declined. So many people believed that she was already at the point of passing away after she received the feeding tube, which is usually the case. On Easter Sunday, March 27, 2016, Mother Mary Angelica of the Annunciation would be called home to her Lord, whom she served so well. She passed on at around 5 p.m. Now, I have so many memories of Mother Angelica, and she was very important in my journey to the faith. And this is my reflection. As a former atheist, I only heard of religious things from the perspective of academia in college. In other words, I learned of different things, different ideas of religion, from books and, of course, professors in college. I never went to Catholic school or participated in any religious institution. And if you read my book, Atheism is Stupid, I mentioned how I often toyed around with Christians and Jehovah's Witnesses and did not take them seriously. These things were just not part of my upbringing. I was just not aware of it. It was just not something that I was used to. It was EWTN which really gave me a direct link to Catholicism. It was like the bridge that brought me, that connected me to Catholicism. I had no priest, none of Catholic lay person to go to for information. EWTN introduced to me many things about Catholicism, including things from the time before Vatican II, which I found very interesting. And if many of you have seen me serving Mass or from the pictures that I posted on Facebook or Twitter, I like using the old lace surplices from the past. Like a sponge, I absorbed all the knowledge from EWTN. I did follow-up research and learned even more, eventually getting a catechism. Watching Mother Angelica live was a joy. She was down-to-earth, direct, and hilarious. She had that grandmother feel to her, which I liked. In fact, she looked a lot like my own grandmother from my mother's side, who is with God now. Hopefully they are both up there praying for me and for all of us. I remember I wrote her and EWTN a letter, and they sent me a monstrance pendant and assured me of their prayers. I share it daily. After being received in the church, Mother Angelica's zeal for evangelization inspired me greatly. In my latter years of school, I would teach my peers about Catholicism. Everything that I learned, I wanted to share. I gave them rosaries. I just felt compelled to promote the faith. I would even do street evangelization and would join the Legion of Mary. We would go door-to-door evangelizing. This eventually led me to start my site, www.sacerdotis.com, the radio podcast which I'm speaking to you on now, on Blog Talk Radio, becoming active on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and so forth, and writing my book, Atheism is Stupid, where I critique atheism. Mother Angelica's trust in God's providence was inspirational to me. Even today, I trust God will let me continue this sacerdotal work. It never ceases to amaze me how many message me and help me financially in order to pay for domain names and other things related to my online evangelization. God truly does provide, and Mother experienced this and shared this with the world. Watching her hold the Bible on television increased my love for God's Word. I loved her, seeing her with the big Bible, the Jerusalem Bible that she had, and with the with a sewn cover, the Word of God on the front of it. It was just an awesome image. I never get tired of reading the Bible and studying it. Mother saw this collection of books as the living word, and I see that as well. Mother Angelica will be missed greatly. I cried. I was emotional at the chapel at home while praying for her when I learned the news that she passed on. I was sad to learn of her death, of course, but also happy. I'm happy because she now has the rest that she sought in the Lord and will be praying for us here on earth, still left in the struggle, the militant church. If bishops, priests, etc. had her courage, faith, passion, and zeal for the faith, we will not see the evils we see in today's world. The rampant legalization of abortion around the world, contraception, same-sex marriage, the confusion of what it truly means to be Catholic, the sex abuse scandals, the cafeteria Catholicism, so to speak, where Catholics pick and choose what they want to believe and what they want to accept. God used Mother to promote the faith. It is not a coincidence that EWTN was founded on the same day she entered the convent, August 15th, which is the Solemnity of the Assumption. It's also not a coincidence that EWTN was founded on August 15th in 1981, the Solemnity of the Assumption. Moreover, it is not a coincidence that she passed away on Easter Sunday, the day of the resurrection. Jesus said in John 11, verse 25, that those who believe in him, though they die, will live forever. I just want to say, from the bottom of my heart, thank you, Mother Angelica, for EWTN, and most importantly, for you, for your faith, your inspiration, your courage, which inspired me and many others. You can go on Twitter right now and hashtag Mother Angelica, and you see so many tweets, so many people telling their stories in just 140 characters of how Mother Angelica touched their lives. Just from a television show program, or a comment that she made, or a way that she answered a question. Mother, God used you, along with many others, to bring me to the Catholic faith and leave the stupidities of atheism behind. You have fought the good fight. You have finished the race and kept the faith, as 2 Timothy 4 verse 7 says. May you rest in peace, and please pray for us. Eternal rest grant to Mary Angelica of the Annunciation, and may perpetual light shine upon her. May she, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Mary, Mother Mary Angelica of the Annunciation, pray for us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now I leave you with the closing of this episode with some words from Mother Angelica from an episode, a clip, an audio clip, where she reminds us that Jesus is the real friend that we have, that we should seek, because Jesus is always there for us and he will never abandon us. He never abandoned Mother Angelica. Mother dedicated her life to him, and we should all aspire to do the same, of course, in the way we live our life, our lifestyle, our position in life, our vocation in life. Not all of us are called to be nuns or priests or brothers, but to be a husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, brother, sister, mother, father, cousin, aunt, etc., etc. Whatever position God puts you in life, we must always seek God. Just like Mother Angelica sought God and prayed to God daily and lived to the best of her ability in God's grace and will. And now I leave you with Mother Angelica.
Are you and I a friend of Jesus? That's the important one. See? He will never let you down. He will always be forgiving and merciful and compassionate.